at Rosie on the House, where every Saturday morning we strive to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend by educating, entertaining, and protecting you, the Arizona homeowner. We have Jim calling from Gilbert. Let's bring him into the conversation. And as we do, know we have another open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Jim, thanks for calling in. How can we help?
Thank you. I'm always entertained, so thanks a lot.
All right, good.
I have a chandelier that I'm trying to hang for my wife. It's a honeydew project. And
perfect.
It has links that are welded together, and I'm wondering, I don't know if a link tool will help that or what. And then also, the chandelier has a plug rather than the wire connections, and I'm wondering if I can just snip that and connect it like a normal light fixture.
Huh. Where did you find the chandelier?
My wife found it online.
Online. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what store.
Okay, Jim, we generally don't recommend snipping those plug-in wires and hardwiring direct. That's not the best. Now the welded chain link, that's what suspends it from the ceiling down to the height that you want, and you're trying to adjust that for the right height?
Correct.
Okay. I would think now when I leave the chandelier and I go up these welded chain links that are essentially the support that hangs it from the ceiling, what do I have at the other end there? Is there a big plate there?
Yes.
Okay. Is the receptacle already existing in the ceiling, or do we need to get power to the location?
No, it's already existing.
Was a ceiling fan there?
No, it was just a light fixture.
It was just a light fixture. How heavy is this chandelier?
It's probably a two-person job.
Okay. Then we're going to want to probe that junction box that's mounted in the ceiling and see how well it's attached. If it's two-person job, I'm thinking this is a 30 to 50-pound chandelier. I'm going to want that ceiling box so really anchored well up there. Even if I have to open the sheetrock and put a 2x6 backer board in there and screw the junction box to that. Now, the little thing that's going to be a little unattractive is you're going to have to come out of that junction box and mount another junction box, which will then be the receptacle that you will plug that chandelier in, okay? And at that point, that receptacle becomes a switched circuit back to the original switch you were originally on. Does all that make sense?
Yes, that does, yeah.
Now,
that's what I thought.
Okay, I just want you to make sure the junction box you're mounting it to is very, very securely mounted. That's going to be the most critical point, and I'm glad you called because I wouldn't want you to clip that plug off and wire it direct. That would be a bad thing.
Okay, so as far as the links,
I just use bolt cutters.
Just bolt cutters? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Yeah. All right, man. Yeah, you have any vets in your family you'd like to give a shout out to?
Yeah, my Grandpa Charlie. Yeah, he was a World War II vet.
Grandpa Charlie, a World War II vet.
Back in from Michigan.
Fantastic. Well, Jim, we appreciate the call. Good luck on the honeydew list, and I'm sure your wife will thank you with a nice big Sunday evening barbecue dinner. So thanks so much for calling.
Let's go to Nick now. Wants to talk about a water heater. Welcome to the program, Nick.
How's it going?
Super fantabulous.
Wonderful. Yeah, I've listened to the show for quite a while, and this is kind of my Saturday morning deal. I'm an arborist, so I run estimates and sell jobs, and I always listen to the show in the morning. So,
all right.
Appreciate what you guys do.
Thank you. And what are you working on now?
Well, you know what? I have a hot water heater. It was installed new in 06. We live in some William Lyon homes up above Happy Valley off Norterra Parkway there.
Okay.
And I know I've heard you talk about hot water heaters, and yeah, I've taken some notes down, but whatever. They've been lost in the shuffle. So anyway, so what's happening is it's the pilot light keeps going out, and I can click the pilot light back on. I hit the little reset button, hit the pilot light. You have a kick back on. And you hold that down until it takes, and that'll stay on for a little bit, and then I can crank the heat up, and the burner kicks on, and it'll heat that tank up, you know, get it hot. But when that burner shuts down, the pilot light kicks off as well. And then it's hard. I can't get the pilot light back on for a little bit. And then after it sits for a half an hour, something like that, I can get that pilot light back on and do it all over again. And so my question was, I know those tanks, they're good for maybe 8-10 years, something like that. It's probably, a little over 8 years old, almost 9 years now.
What else is gas in the house, Nick?
The stove, the gas, the heater.
You're not having trouble with any of those other gas appliances?
I'm not. Of course, really, I haven't been running my heater. I haven't checked that. Yeah. I mean, you know, this time of year.
Yeah, amen. I hear you. Well, I would tell you that I don't mess around with gas. I'm a huge dual energy component.
In my house, especially on the radio.
Yeah. I mean, at my house, I converted it all to gas. I put as much gas in as I could. The whole kitchen, the water heater, the furnaces, the backyard barbecue, everything. But I don't mess around with it. And does this water heater live in an outside cabinet or closet where there's a draft that could be blowing this? I mean, 8 years old, I don't even know. Are you sure you have a pilot light or is electronic ignition?
Well, I believe it's a pilot light. There's a little gas tube that's running from the from the clicker box down into the deal there. You know, so I'm pretty sure it is. Now I do need to do a little work on the bottom of my garage door. That's a whole other story. Changing my brakes, backing up, clip the bottom of the whatever. I won't go into that. That's pretty embarrassing. But anyway, so I might have a little draft coming up from under the garage door. I have about an inch gap that I need to work on there.
If it's blowing out, if in fact it is a pilot light and it's blowing out, I would stuff some rags in there, see if you could stop it and see if the problem goes away. But I'm still very suspicious that it is an electronic ignition. And sometimes all you have to do is get in there and turn everything off with a little piece of sandpaper, 200 or higher, 400 or some steel wool, and just kind of work the little tip of that electronic igniter and kind of take the carbon off that tip, and then you've got your spark back.
And when you say stuff some rags in there, you're not talking about around the pilot. You're talking about blocking the draft under the garage door.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. You're exactly right. Nick, thanks for listening. Appreciate it. You listen like a lot of our other folks listen, and that's driving around town, getting your chores and errands done.
And for a backup call during the week, it's Thunderbird Plumbing right there in Surprise in your area. 623-975-3302. Joseph's been with us a long time and does a very good job in that that whole West Valley for our listeners there.
There you go.
From there, we'll move to Chris at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Chris, how can we help you?
Yeah, we bought a house in Surprise a little over a year ago, and we've had nonstop problems. But we had the drywall company that you recommend, one of them, come out, and he did a nice job of repairing cracks in every room. And
was that Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah. We call him the drywall magician.
Yeah. I spent like $1,200 because every room had cracks like halfway up. And in the living room, he found some that had been the former owner had repaired.
Okay.
But some of them are coming back, like in the living room ceiling. And he's kind of scratching his head. And I talked to Sam, but we have a post-tension foundation.
Okay.
So I thought we were safe, but I went out around the house, and all the stucco, every wall seems to have cracks top to bottom, you know, hairline cracks. And
are these cracks vertical, pretty much straight up and down, following the line of the framing stud behind the wall, or are they very random, like a road map, just checking all over the place?
Oh, they're straight up and down.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And the ones inside, I hate to have them repaired again and then have them come back.
No, I agree. What year was the home built? I'm sorry.
Oh, hello?
Yeah, what year was the home built?
2003.
Okay. All right. The fact that Rick saw the cracks and repaired them, I know Rick well enough, he would not have repaired them had he thought they were a structural stress crack. The cracks you see running up and down vertical are not signs of foundation failure or structural crack. Those are thermal dimensional cracks from the actual stud holding up the house.
Yeah, it sounds to me like this house was built with some wet lumber.
It could be. It very well could be.
If lumber's not dried out enough, as it will over the course of the years, it's going to change. It's going to shrink. And if it was all nailed together, wet, those nails are just going to start popping and twisting and turning. It sounds like it might have been some pretty wet lumber.
And if you're in your framing stages and you're hit with a wet monsoon season, it stays out there in the stud and the sheathed. Getting saturated, and then you run your building felt, and then you run your foam, and then you run your chicken wire and your stucco. I mean, those cracks horizontally, vertically outside, Chris, don't necessarily concern me. Those aren't foundation cracks. The drywall returning cracks, I've got your number. We've got your phone number. I'm going to call Rick and talk to him about what he saw. Maybe have you send me a picture or two of what you're seeing return, and we'll do just a little over the computer diagnosis as to whether or not we've got a more serious problem or it is, in fact, the home just finally deciding to settle down. So, sweet Jennifer, Mike, you'll make sure that Jennifer gets Chris's information. I see we've got her number captured, and we'll be in touch with you next week after I talk to Rick. Chris, we appreciate the call. Thanks a million. Right here at Roselle House, that's what we do. We become your best friend. We don't want you spending more and more money fixing a crack that's going to come back over and over and over again. We'll take a look at it, diagnose it, and get you all set.